Would you join with me in welcoming up Wendy? Wendy, you work for the church, but you also work in a school, don't you, as a teacher? And recently you had a couple of opportunities that came up to do some amazing stuff. So do you want to just tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I've probably been teaching for about 10 years, and I've been wanting to stop for about the last four, to be honest with you. And I've been wanting to get out, really. But I feel like God challenged me a few months ago about my expectation of what he could do in the school was very, very small, and he actually wanted to raise my expectation about that he wanted to break in with his kingdom in the school. And so just last month, I've got a colleague of mine who was born into a Muslim family but isn't practicing as a Muslim, and we've had some good chats, and she told me that she was suffering from insomnia. And so I was we were watching a school performance of Grease. We were in the interval. She mentioned it again. And so I said, oh, I can pray for you if you like. And she said, okay. So I literally just put my hands on her arm and just prayed real simple, God, would you heal this insomnia? And I said, how are you feeling? She said, oh, I can feel heat all the way down my body. And I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And texted her the next day, I said, how did you sleep last night? And she said, oh, I can't remember anything in particular, so probably slept pretty well. And now her sleep is all good, which is amazing.
Exciting. Great. And then you were with her and a couple of other teachers from school having a meal. And do you want to tell us what happened at that?
Yeah, we went out on Thursday night as a department meal, and a lady was there who was with us doing her PGC about a year ago. And about a year ago, I walked into her in one of the lessons. Actually, there were no kids there. It was at a break time. And I saw her laid out on the floor with a really bad back. And so I, again, plucked up the courage and said, can I pray for you? She said, yeah, that's fine. So I prayed for her. And at the end of the day, I saw her, and I said, how's your back? She said, oh, I'd forgotten about it. So it was pretty good. Anyway, she's coming back to teach, actually, a full-time job after Easter. And so we went out as a department meal. And somehow the conversation of God breaking in and healing came up. And my friend Shamsa, who got healed in the insomnia, she likes to talk. And so she said, what was wrong with your back? How long have you had a bad back? And she said, oh, I had the injury at 15. She said, what's it like now? And she said, well, it's all been fine since Wendy healed me. And I was like, oh, no. So I just clarified that it wasn't me that did it. But it was amazing. So they then started talking about their different encounters. And, oh, yeah, God sorted out my insomnia as well. And this was over the table at an India restaurant. So that was amazing.
It was really amazing. Now, people might be thinking, oh, well, Wendy, you do the treasure hunting. You kind of are starting this supernatural training ministry school. And this is all kind of easy for you. But do you want to tell us what the reality is?
Yeah. You guys need to know it absolutely scares the pants off me. It really does. It's the most difficult place to pray for people I find at school, and there are so many opportunities that I've missed because of fear, and so it really does not come naturally to me at all. But it's so exciting to see what God's doing. I really believe that there's more he wants to do there, and that actually it is possible for him to transform the school, and so it's exciting. We'll see what happens.
So what would you say to people who are thinking, I kind of think maybe I should pray for someone at work, but I don't know whether I should?
I would probably say, give yourself grace when you mess up, because you will. But then, you know, give it a go and see what happens, because God's really faithful. So it's loads of fun. We'll see what happens.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's great.